B-Pod Studios.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 103. Listen to 97.5 The Fanatic, WPEN, Burlington, Philadelphia. Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast, we're Beasley Media Group Station.
It's time now for the Bring the Heat Line, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. To leave a message for Anthony, call 610-771-9751. Now, bring the heat.
B-A-T-L-E-S-E-O. All right. Time for a little Bring the Heat, brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. What do we got?
Even though the Sixers did not win by 30, they still got a lot of work to do. Because I'm starting to lose faith. Because I'm watching what those Bucks teams doing. They don't impress me, but they've beaten teams by 20 and 30 points, man. But anyway, we should get a dub today. So let's go, Sixers.
Oh, no. You're losing faith?
That's his point, because he's the tunest play the song guy.
I know.
So him losing faith, that hurts.
That's a big deal. Is it me, or is I think it's just us. Because I still kind of, I really haven't lost faith. Now, there's things I'm concerned about, but I still go back to the one thing. Match him up in the series. Who's beating them in the East? Other than Milwaukee. And I do think they match up against Milwaukee. I still go back. That's my comfort. I don't think they lose to Miami. I don't think they lose to Indiana. Even if they get Oladipo back, they're definitely not losing to Boston.
They're not losing to Toronto either. But I do want to admit, Toronto's played a lot better than I thought they would this year.
Yeah.
I thought that they would be a lottery team.
I'm actually afraid of Wednesday night a little bit.
I don't know. There's no Joel Embiid, so.
That's my point. Just the reaction, too.
Yeah, but Gasol, he can't beat the guy that he usually beats.
That's right.
Simmons is going to take Gasol for 25 points. How's that sound?
All right.
How about all these people bitching and complaining about Ben, but win or lose, he's been putting up stats every game. It's almost like just because he's not doing what everybody wants, everyone hates him. So the boys just play.
Yeah, brother. I hear you. I don't understand it. Let him play.
The Eagles absolutely could have handled Green Bay. San Francisco, I'm not sure about, but that's not such a great matchup for San Francisco with us, the way we stopped the run, and with Garoppolo not really chucking that all over the place. I think the Eagles could have banged with either of those two teams, even without their weapons today.
Agree, Green Bay. Disagree, Niners. I just think, look, they're not beating the Niners. That defense is really good. And are they going to beat San Francisco with what? Just Deshaun if he comes back? Who knows? Like, I love Sanders, and, you know, the Greg Ward story was great, and Miles, and the whole Boston Scott. Ertz, you figure, is healthy, but I just don't think, honestly, I just don't think you win.
But they had Sheldon Gibson back.
Yeah, you're not big. That team, they're good. The Niners are good. There was a reason why they were a 7.5-point favorite. I thought, didn't I tell you they went by double digits?
Yes, you did. I was shocked with how poor that Packers offense was. I knew that they would put up points, the 49ers. Well, I was not.
I actually was not surprised at all.
27-0 at halftime.
I thought they'd run all over him.
And the only reason why
I said it on Friday, they'd run all over it. So.
You did. I applaud you for it.
I'm not asking for applause. I'm just saying, when you said you were surprised, I'm not. That's all you said. I wasn't surprised at all.
I didn't expect 27-0 at the half.
They're just really good.
To the point where I changed the channel at halftime and kind of like took my time going back for the second half. I was like,
yeah,
you know, they're not
going to
win this game.
Yeah. I think the Giants and the Redskins and the Cowboys are all in the nursing home shitting the bed. Jason Garrett is now the offensive coordinator for the Giants. The Redskins use a retread. And the Cowboys hire a fat guy because he's a Super Bowl winning coach. I don't know how Aaron Rodgers carried that heavy guy. I just love it.
Where are the Eagles in the NFC right now? If we had to do a power ranking of the birds, where are they? Who would you have them ranked?
Number one.
No, seriously.
Number one. I'm not afraid of Mike McCarthy. He's a bad head coach.
No, not in the East, in the NFC.
Oh, I think it's in NFC East. Oh, okay.
Yes.
I'm sorry. My God. Forgive me.
I thought you were just being fresh.
Niners number one, obviously. I would probably still put Saints two. I think. Moving forward to this past season, like we're doing the overall.
Minnesota or the Eagles? Going forward. Who do you feel better about?
Oh, going forward, I'm still going Vikings because their offense. I mean, that's a great. They got Thielen Diggs and Dalvin Cook on that team. Kyle Rudolph, good tight end. I would go Vikings over the Eagles, yes.
So our expectations went from the beginning of the season, Super Bowl.
Yeah.
To what? So this year, now we're looking at them like.
Get in and we'll see what happens.
All right.
Like the Flyers.
What's next?
Ooh, it's the ghost of Nick Foles. How y'all doing? Gargano, you want to be me? Ooh, when I possess you, I'm going to make some noise. Come on. Ooh, ooh, you can't escape me. Now Anthony Gargano is going to represent me. Ooh.
Oh, my God.
Remember last week we said, who would you want to be?
Like, yeah.
In terms of the sport. Remember we had Jim from Sourton left a message. And you said, I want to be Nick Foles.
Right, well.
You win once, you get paid, you're done.
You were BD Tunis.
Yes. Damn, Cork Mine's on fire. And you play the song.
Wow. I was wondering if we were going to get a Cork Mine. We were all about the Cork Mine. That was Bring the Heat. Brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Winter's here, and it's cold outside. If your heating system is not evenly or efficiently heating your home, got to get help. Visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer in your area today.
Cold today.
It is cold today. This feels good to hear the song. That's it. Let's go to Chuck in North Carolina. Chucky!
How's everybody doing today? How you doing, Andrew? How you doing, Anthony?
What's going on, Chuck?
What up?
What up? I like that cut. That's a good cut. Man, I'm not hating on Andy. You know, I really want to... He brought a lot of great things to Philadelphia. I don't know why anybody would be angry that this man... I mean, for God's sakes, he lost his son. That right there should just make you want it more and more. I mean, I know he's not here, but in my life, he'll always be an Eagle.
That's right.
I really like.
That's right. You know,
and he's blessed. I mean, good night. You get Donovan McNabb, and then you get Patrick Mahomes. I mean, you know, the guy just, you know, he seems to just fall right. You know, and it's nice to see the Chiefs and the San Francisco and the 49ers. A guy was telling me today, it's like the first time in 17 years it wasn't Tom Brady, Ben Roethlisberger, or Peyton Manning.
Yeah, you I'm know, with you, brother. I'm with you.
It's just nice to see that. And you know, off that, you know, the Sixers, I like seeing Ben step up his game. You know, everybody wants to see him shoot. I can care less about the shooting anymore, you know. What else can you bring to the table? And I just feel like when Embiid went down, I feel like he stepped up his game. I watched the highlights from the other game. It just seemed like every other basket he was slam dunking it. So, you know, I don't know what more what everybody wants, but, you know, we're not going to get to shooting, so let's just enjoy what we've got. So, you know, and sign Malcolm Jenkins. I'm for signing Malcolm Jenkins.
I like it, brother. I like it. I agree with you. I do. We concur all the way right here, Chucky. Good stuff, buddy.
And Boston fans suck.
Yeah, how about that guy? That guy was a jerk.
Oh, what a J.O., man. Yeah. You know what? He can go call somebody else, you know.
I'm with you, brother. Good stuff, so, man. Thanks,
yeah, man,
buddy.
I just want to say, hey, y'all have a good week, and hope I'll talk to y'all sometime this week, and go Birds.
Go Birds. You got it. No Kyrie Irving today. How about that? Sixers, no Kyrie Irving.
Makes me more nervous.
Does it make you more nervous?
Yeah.
It actually does. I do too.
He destroys that locker room.
I know. So no DeAndre Jordan and no Kyrie. Now joining us, he's awesome. We were talking about a sports betting expert, a great sportsman. My man cashed LSU 60-1 the day after the NCAA, the day after the championship game last year, Tunis. He got LSU to win the National College Football Championship at 60-1 Now that's a pick. From NBC Sports Philadelphia, Brad Feinberg on the Comcast Business Hotline. Brad!
Anthony, how are you, buddy?
Good, brother. What are you thinking,
What'd you think of the games? Oh, well, I mean, they were. I think we both thought the two favorites were going to win yesterday. I think it's going to be, I would be shocked, and I'm talking Tyson Douglas shocked, if this is not a great Super Bowl. I would really be just flabbergasted if it's not a close game. I think it's the two teams that deserve to be there, and I think it's going to be a fantastic game. I really do.
Do you really?
I do. I can hear that you do not think that, and I'm curious why you're surprised to hear me say that. I mean, it's basically a pick'em spread. I think Kansas City has been just on an incredible roll, but when you're watching that game against Tennessee yesterday, Tennessee could never get a stop. You knew that from the second you were watching the game.
Yes.
San Francisco's going to get some stops. I'm not going to say they're going to get a ton, but I do think they'll get enough where this will be a close game. I do think it'll be a one-score game. I really do. I guess you like...
Well, listen, the line, the line's close to a pick. It's the Chiefs are 1.5, right?
Yep, Chiefs are 1.5. Basically opened it around pick. Been gone up to about 1.5 right now. I think it's going to settle in that one area. I think it's going to be around 1, 1.5. I don't expect... I would be stunned if this game ever got to 3. I don't think there's any way it ever could. But I think it'll be right around, you know, land right around like 1, 1.5 pick right in that area. Because I think there'll be really good two-way action on this game. I will say this. Tell me if you agree with this comp. To me, not getting a little gambling comp on you, to me, the Chiefs, it's like you play the game craps. They're taking the pass line. Everyone wants to take Patrick Mahomes, Tyreek Hill, Travis Kelce. Taking Jimmy Garoppolo and Raheem Mostert, that's betting the don't pass. It's not a fun bet because they're not that explosive, fun team. They're that grinded out, boring team, but that doesn't mean they're not going to win. And that's, you know.
Wow, that's interesting. I guess you're right. I guess that's how the public's going to look at it. I'm not a craps guy, so I don't know. But I get your point that I love the Chiefs in the game. I think here's how I look at it. Now, again, I could be a little biased because I'm close to the people in Kansas City, obviously.
I'm rooting for the Chiefs, too.
Forget about rooting. Like, when you're just looking at it, Brad, I think Kansas City will score. And as good as that defense is, you know, I saw Seattle move the ball on them. I saw all the teams move the ball on them. So I think the defense is good, but I don't think they're a great. I don't think this is an all-time defense. I think the Packers. First of all, they couldn't stop them, right? They couldn't. They had trouble up front. I think Rodgers is not who he once was, and they got one receiver in Devontae Adams. So
I agree with everything you said.
I think their offense looked good. I mean, their defense looked good. But I don't think they have as much success stopping the Chiefs. And quite frankly, now I know the guy running the Chiefs defense, obviously, but I think he's done a great job. He stopped Derrick Henry. He stopped that offense. The Baltimore didn't stop that offense. New England didn't stop that offense. And he basically shut it down. And, you know, we saw what happened early with turnovers and all. And then when push came to shove, he was able to stop Houston, and there was a runaway in the second half. And I think Jimmy G will turn it over. So that's why I like the Chiefs.
All fair points, but I guess what I'm saying is I think, and I am picking the Chiefs to win the game, okay? But I think it's going to be close. But I do think that San Francisco will score minimum 24 points. So that is what I'm saying. I think Frisco will score on that Chiefs defense. And I just think that Chiefs running game, I'm sorry, that the Frisco running game, again, George Kittle to me, just the way he blocks on all these plays, I think they're a tough team to beat. I do. I think they're a very physical offense. I think it's a much better offense than what the Titans have. To me, yeah, Derrick Henry is a much better running back than anything that San Francisco has to offer. But I just think as a physicality, the way their offense plays, having Kittle as that extra guy in there to block, I think they're a tough team, and I really love Debo Samuel. I love Debo Samuel.
You're right about that.
I think it's going to be a close game. I really think I would be surprised if it does not come down to the way end. But again, I think it's going to be, in my opinion. We'll see. I think it's going to be one of the best Super Bowls we've ever seen.
Wow, that's awesome.
I think it's going to come down to the way end. I think it's going to be a great game. Great betting game. I think there'll be some great live betting. I think it's going to be an exciting game. And I can't wait to see it. I really can't.
That's cool.
I cannot wait to see it.
Is there anything that sticks out? Because you're the prop king. Is there anything early that you're going to look and watch?
I was going to do all my work on that today. I was going to literally barricade myself into a room for like 10 hours doing all the prop stuff. I have not done my work on that, though, yet, but I will definitely... You know, hopefully you'll have me back on, and I could give you some good stuff where I can shoot you a text or whatnot. And then, but for the it's funny. I the Kyrie Irving today. I was going to like the Nets today, but that definitely threw a wrench in my plans because I was planning on betting the Nets -2. No Kyrie Irving, as you announced with the hamstring tightness. I thought this was going to be maybe a tough spot for the Sixers. Obviously, Kyrie's been a polarizing player to say the least. And maybe I heard your partner say that he almost feared the game more without Kyrie, which I can understand. But I will give you a couple NBA games on Martin Luther King Day that I think do have some value to them.
Yes, yeah, the people Phoenix love Suns. It. Yeah,
Phoenix Suns are laying 4.5 against the Spurs. The Suns, since they got DeAndre Ayton back into the starting lineup, they've been playing really well again. They started off great. Ayton got suspended, and they kind of fell off a little bit. But with him and Devin Booker, Ricky Rubio is playing well. I think they're a better team than the Spurs. Spurs just had an emotional, really good win against the Heat. Now they have to fly out to Phoenix back-to-back games. I think it's a tough spot for them. I think Phoenix wins this game by double digits. And another one, Anthony, and I know me and you got to announce the game against Oklahoma City and some other kind of spot. Houston is, I believe, laying 7 against them. Houston's lost 3 in a row. They got embarrassed by the Lakers. They also lost at home to Portland. They lost to Memphis. I think this is one of those games on the schedule, just by reading between the lines, hearing comments made by Harden and Westbrook, do they want to win? Oklahoma City's been that pesky good team all year, but I think this is one of those games and the schedule spot that that Houston gets right and wins the game by double digits. Those were two games that I did bet that I happen to like for today's card.
Yeah, I could see that. I could totally see. I think you're dead right about Houston and laying one on OKC.
I think it's a good spot for them to do it. And again, they lost 3 in a row. And again, we always know, Anthony, NBA is such a just the games are runs and the season is runs and streaks. And yeah, they've been in a little bit of a lull with it. But I think then the light switch goes off. Okay, look, guys, we got to get this one today. All right. Yeah, it's 1 of 82, but let's get it started today. And, you know, to me, it's a team that they should be able to handle. They just, you know, they have much more talent than at home. I think on Martin Luther King Day should be a great crowd. I like you to, again, to win by double digits.
Anything with the Lakers and Celtics, that's the jewel of the day.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, like, Boston has really, really, really been struggling recently. Yeah. I mean, they have a lot of it. I think Anthony is injury related. I believe they're getting Kemba Walker and Jaylen Brown back for this game. This is a game they need. See, unlike Houston, though, I think Boston. I really think they've been playing bad for a little bit now. It's been not just 3 games; it's been like 7 or 8 or 9 games where I can't get myself to back them. It's not a game I bet. I thought the Lakers deserved to be about a 2 or 3 point favorite. I think they're sitting right in that area right now. I think it's a tough game.
That to me would be just a really
tough game. One other game I do have a lean on, I can tell you, is Denver has been battling a lot of injuries.
Yeah.
They've had a lot of really overtime games, close games, and now they have a back-to-back.
They just had a Pacers game yesterday. They played the Pacers.
Exactly. They lost it in the fourth quarter. Look, when these teams lose, when you lose three of your five starting players, it can affect your game.
Including your point guard.
And Minnesota, yeah, exactly, exactly. Murray's terrific. Minnesota, obviously not a great team by any stretch of the imagination, but I think it's a game that I think Minnesota will win. They're laying 2.5. They just got Carl Anthony Towns back. And I think they will find a way to win a game against a depleted Minnesota team that is just struggling right now with injuries and whatnot. That would be my third lean. But again, two games I like best were Phoenix and Houston.
All right. Any props? Because the Tunis loves his props. He's got a prop. You should throw one by Brad. Okay, Chewie, throw one of your props at Brad. See if he likes it or not.
Yeah, well, you can blame my bad back for not giving you a prop because I had to go to get my back worked on today, so I didn't get a chance to do. Because when I do this, guys, I spend hours researching every single player, what they've been doing. I will tell you what a prop that I actually was going. I looked at the Sixers game, and there was a prop I was going to go very big on was Kyrie Irving over 22.5. Because he's averaging 26.5, and I thought that number was way too low. He'd been getting his minutes again, but obviously with him being hurt, obviously that's not going to be one that obviously can play anymore. I apologize. I was not able to
get you. No, that's right. That we just had you on, really. I wanted to do this, the football with you and talk about the Super Bowl because that's what everybody's going to be focused on. So
I think it's
great stuff.
Again, and I think it's going to be a great Super Bowl. And again, I this is the thing that I get, and I respect your opinion a ton, Anthony, but I do think that San Francisco is going to be able to score against this team. I think that is to me, because I think this Frisco team, again, Jimmy Garoppolo, I agree, is probably an average quarterback. I think that's a fair term to use, but he's average. I don't think he's bad. I don't think he's good. I think he's average. But I think the way this team runs and how physical they are, I think that they're going to be able to score points on Kansas City, but we'll see. I think it's going to be a heck of a game, and I can't wait to watch it. Again, I'd probably say I'm looking more forward to this Super Bowl than any Super Bowl that I can recall, and I actually go that far because I really think it's a great matchup.
All right, Brad.
I really believe
today,
that.
Ben Simmons +280 to record a triple double. You like that?
+280. Gosh. He's been playing so good. I mean, he's really been playing so well. I think he gets it about 25% of the time, which is what you needed to get, actually, even a little bit more than that to get that. Probably think it's not quite high enough, to be honest with you, because it's still getting double digits, rebounds, and assists. It's just not easy. It's just not easy. I'm trying to think, in his last 10 games, how many games has Ben Simmons gotten a triple-double? And this good streak of his, and I think the answer is only one. He had it 29 points on January 3rd at Houston. I think that was the only game that he's gotten the triple-double in the past 10. And he's had so many great games, guys, but again, it lets you know how hard it is to get that triple-double. So I would say 280, not enough to wet my beak.
There you go. Brad, great stuff as always, man. Thanks for joining us, pal.
Anytime, guys. Look, good luck. Happy Martin Luther King Day to everyone out there. Celebrate a wonderful person, and everyone have an awesome day and enjoy this day and think about all that he brought to this country of ours. And it's a great time to reflect and really just think about all the great history of what this guy meant to our country. So I want to wish everyone out there really celebrate this day and think about all the great things that this man did for this country.
It's beautiful. Good stuff, Brad. Thanks, brother. Appreciate it, buddy.
Thanks, Anthony.
Brad Feinberg from NBC Sports Philadelphia. We'll come back just a second. We're on, by the way, until Sixer basketball. About 2:40 or so. We're going to take in the Sixer ball.
I found one more lock for later.
Oh, yeah? You love your player props. 610-632-0975, 610-632-0975, Cuz Radio with the Tunis hanging out on MLK Day.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
It's 1:34. Taking you up to Sixer basketball. Don't forget, no Kyrie Irving. Al Horford, there was some talk about Al. Al's going to play. So, look, the Sixers got to win. You got a depleted bunch. There's no DeAndre Jordan. You got to win the game. It's weird because it really kind of affected both of us the same way, Junis, where we both went, I wish Kyrie kind of was playing.
The group that they have now, I think, is better without Kyrie. Once Kyrie and KD are together, they're going to be a better team, obviously. But I don't know. I like the group now without Kyrie.
I kind of agree with you.
Because, you know, he wants to have the ball in his hands. He's got to do his thing. He's a good player.
Yeah, I kind of agree with you, bro.
Doesn't help that he called out the entire team last week.
Yeah, I kind of agree. Is he not nuts?
Well, did you hear his latest comments that he said? He basically said they're building around me because the last guy that won a championship here had the same last name. And Julius, spelled right. Totally different, well, but yeah. That's why they're building around Kyrie.
That's so ridiculous.
He's a flat earther, too. Remember that.
Oh, I forgot about that. He's a goof. I mean, he's a stone goof.
Yes.
Like, really? Well, dude.
Like, destroyed a relationship with, you know, the best basketball player in the NBA.
I know.
LeBron.
I know.
Come on.
No, he's a stone goof, man. He just is. Everything about him is just, he's a goof.
And that's why I'm more nervous now about the Sixers today.
I know. I feel the same way. It is funny how you feel that way, you know? Let's go to Chris in Pensacola. Yo, Chris, what's up, brother?
What's up, boys?
What's going on, pal?
No, it's a great day.
What's that?
It's about 23 degrees out, and you don't even need to put the heat on in your shop. Know why? Because you got 32 dryers going because everybody's off. Cha-ching, cha-ching.
Oh, good for you, man. Good for you.
God, I love it. Then the customer, I had to do it, man. Think about the little one. Just got off a big wood for the Lakers game. Got rid of them.
Nice.
We went down to the Christmas game. We had a blast with my little 13-year-old. So it's a good day.
Good. Good for you, bro. That's great.
My boys are on the radio. You two are dynamite. I got to tell you, you know me. I'm a WP guy.
Yeah.
And I like them. I understand I love Kansas City's offense. But by the time we try to get to that offense, the way we pick players, we're never going to be able to do it. I want to implement the San Fran offense because I think we got 70% of that offense already. I want to get away from that inside zone running and that 12 set. I'm going to go outside zone. I mean, imagine our.
You know what? I mean, I see what you're saying. I mean,
Carson Wentz would be throwing dimes, dude. Bullets. Mm-hmm. I mean, kid Jimmy G, his arm's a rag arm compared to Carson could throw left-handed better than him. Imagine Miles Sanders in that 49ers offense.
Yeah, sure.
And our tight ends, all you need is a couple speed wide receivers, and you're good to go. And there's a guy that I've been telling you about for a month that they're not even trying to interview him, Mike LaFleur. He's like sixth on the totem pole. He runs all their offensive passing sets. He ain't getting a sniff.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right.
As far as the Sixers, legs, I love your legs. I'm all about Ben. He is what he is. If he wants to take one shot every fourth quarter, I'm okay with that. Just put up 20, play excellent defense. I'm not trading him. I'm not doing nothing about that. Brett Brown, now this is on you.
About that. Chris getting nuts. Think, man. What does your gut say? Does your gut say they'll turn it around? They'll actually turn it around. B comes back, and all this is for naught. All this worry.
I just see what they add.
So you're still in. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm still in. I don't know.
All right.
Because they're not going to win with the current shooters that they have on the team. They need to add a piece. One piece. Give me, please. That's all I need is one piece.
I get it. I get it.
That dark fear crept up on me again this weekend.
That's been creeping up on you a lot.
Yeah. The Simmons Embiid thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. It crept up. I was watching the Knicks game. And I get it, the fourth quarter, like, it's disappointing. The last four quarters where Ben Simmons has scored a total of 2 points and has only gone to the line once for two free throws. That's disappointing. But, I mean, let's face it. Yes, he's stepped up, but he's also played better offensively since Embiid's been gone.
Well, he's needed to provide some scoring, some legitimate scoring.
But then we see him disappear a lot more when Embiid's around. I don't know. It's not something that I'm set in stone on. Like, I still think they can figure this out. I still think they can make it work. But there's that little devil on my shoulder that whispers in my ear, it's not going to work. It's like the ghost of Nick Foles. I try to swat it away. Get away from here, devil.
You got to be kidding me.
It's not going to work. That was the devil speaking on my shoulder.
I can't believe you're actually worried about that. There's a part of you that has great, great fear.
Yeah, it's crept up on me, especially like the last weekend again. I think it's two out of the last three weekends it's crept up on me watching Sixers games.
Wow. That's amazing. I'm surprised. Because I don't have that dark fear. And maybe I should. 610-632-0975. You want to hang out with us? He is the Chewness. It's Cuz Radio with him. Right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, welcome back. Midday show. I'm Cuz, and we got a lot of fun today. On an MLK day. We got a lot of basketball straight ahead. Looking forward to it. Little Sixer basketball in Brooklyn. It's a big week because you got Brooklyn today, you got Toronto on Wednesday at Toronto, and all the Lakers come to town. Ooh, that's going to be awesome.
Want to hear the rest of the schedule for today?
Yeah, give it to me.
It's all right. Pistons-Wizards, that's basically the first game. That starts at 2 o'clock. Raptors-Hawks today, Sixers-Nets, that's the 3 o'clock tip. Thunder-Rockets, okay, 5 o'clock. Knicks-Cavs, who cares? Pelicans-Grizzlies, you got Bulls-Bucks, you got the Magic and the Hornets, you got the Kings at the Heat, Lakers-Celtics, that's the game that we should all be watching tonight, Nuggets at the T-Wolves, Pacers at the Jazz, that should be a good game, Spurs at the Suns, and then the Warriors in Portland.
It's all right.
There's a lot of basketball today, though.
There is.
Which is exciting.
It's not great basketball.
No, it's not.
To be quite honest,
you would think they would have some marquee matchups today.
Yeah, it's not, you know, it's not that good.
It's a big,
I'm not
gonna
be
real day.
I'm not gonna be honest with
you.
Yeah,
you are being honest.
It's kind of like,
yeah.
No, not too
I mean,
good.
I get the whole Christmas Day thing, but You know, this is pretty cool. People are off today. This is the day of the 3 o'clock tips, the 2 o'clock tips. And you're giving me Knicks, Cavs?
Yeah, I mean, there's some bit. Ew. I mean, the Wizards. What'd you say? Wizards and the Pistons?
Wizards, Pistons to start.
I mean, I got no interest in that. I mean, that's garbage. That's good.
Followed by Raptors, Hawks. Raptors, all right.
Come on, that's some garbage.
Like Bulls, Bucks?
Yeah.
They hear Bucks, you get your ears perked up, and then you get Bulls.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know. Come on, dude.
Kobe White versus Giannis Antetokounmpo.
You got to do better than that, don't you?
Am I really getting up for Pelicans, Grizzlies?
Yeah, exactly.
Now I'll root for my boy Valanciunas all day. Come on now.
Yeah, that's bad.
Magic Hornets. All right, here you go. Markelle Fultz will put up another 20 points and people will go nuts.
Yeah, see, there's really nothing that you really even go, wow, that's great.
I'm in on Kings Heat. I'm in, but I'm not jacked up for, like, I'm jacked up for Celtics Lakers tonight.
I agree with that.
But that's the only game that you're jacked up for. We're jacked up for the Sixers because it's the Sixers.
Yeah, but the other, I agree with that. I'm like, eh. You're not.
Thunder Rockets was great 1 year ago.
Yeah, right? You're like, all right. Should be better. Yeah. Or on this day.
Yeah, exactly.
If you're going to make a big deal out of it, like, you know, playing all these games and they, you know, all the whole league's in action.
Like, they messed up.
And they should, and it's just not, you know, yeah.
Tomorrow night, they messed up. They got Clippers-Mavericks.
Yeah, right. That's what you want to watch.
That's the only NBA game.
Doncic?
Tomorrow, that's the only game tomorrow in the entire league.
Hmm.
But they put it on the wrong day.
Yeah, it's weird. We'll have all the games. Now, tomorrow is the hockey night.
Yes.
You have a big NHL slate. I think we only have two NHL games tonight.
The Flyers are off. Flyers, yeah. Penguins tomorrow. That's exciting.
I know, dude. I'm with the, actually, that's a must. That's must see TV,
especially
right there.
Now that the Flyers are interesting. Like Flyers Penguins 3 years ago, you just watched because of the rivalry, kind of.
No, I agree.
Now the Flyers have a chance.
No, it's a big deal.
Yeah, today the NBA card today. Spurs Suns. All right.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, I'm with you. Let's go to Kevin. You're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Kev?
Yo, Kev, what's going on, man?
What's going on, Kev?
Hey, look here, man. Me and about five other guys, we went up to MSG Saturday to watch our Sixers pull out a win up there. And then after the game, and as we going out of the building, you know, I started the Eagles chant, man. We just started chanting it up there in New York, man. Just
did you really?
That's
awesome, man.
Oh, yeah, turn it out, man. Hey, look, with Ben, man, even though they, you know, people have been talking about his second half or whatever. Now, I know teams are making adjustments, but, man, his first half, man, he's been playing bully ball, man. He's been playing bully ball, and I like it, you know. I just think, you know, if they can hold the fort down while Embiid is resting, getting his finger stuff together, the only thing about that kid is, He's going to come in. There's no need for him, Ed, to come in worse shape than he's been, man. While you out here resting, you can ride a daggone a treadmill or a stationary bike. You can be doing something. Because if you needed Ben to play 48 minutes, Ben can play 48 minutes, man.
Yeah, that's what I love about him. Yeah, I agree. It's what I love about him is that he's – it's amazing with his stamina because you never see him gassed.
Nope.
Never see him gassed.
Nope. Nope, not one time, man. I don't understand. The only thing, I'm not so much worried about his jump shot either. If he just get his free throws up and just keep doing what he's doing, man, we're gonna be fine. If people talk about trading him or Embiid or whatever, that you know, they're out of their minds, man. Just leave it be. And we gotta stick this thing out, man. I'm looking for a couple of a couple of three-peats. You know what I mean? I'm looking at Ben and Embiid. Bringing me like three consecutive championships, they'll get it together, man.
See, here's the thing. I'm obviously on your side as well, but you know, this is such an integral part of the whole year. And I, you know, it's funny. I wonder if what happens during a regular season, if we react too heavily to it because of the numbers. Like, listen, I'm hoping same thing like you and Bede and Ben, and they're gonna lead the way because they are so young, like you said. But,
yeah. You
know, what has to happen is they got to at least figure out a way when Embiid comes back just to gel a little bit offensively with spacing. And that's it. Because here's the thing. Defensively, I still think we don't realize how good they are.
Right.
You know.
Right. He come up with a stop. He came up with a stop down there. I mean, at MSCG. I mean, they don't never make anything easy for us. But they my thing is just win, baby. Just win. Just bring it on home, man. Just bring it home. And I'm rooting for Big Red, man. I'm rooting for Big Red. You know, he did his best here for us, but I'm rooting for Big Red. Bring it home, man. You know what I mean?
Well, here's the thing. Why wouldn't you? Like, here's the thing I don't know. What would you have against him?
Yeah, he was a good man. He didn't do anything wrong. He
had a couple warts. Like, I agree. He didn't run the ball and got to get better receivers. But come on. I mean, ultimately, I don't know. What is it?
He's a Hall of Fame coach, man. And then he got your boy Spags. Spags on the D-line. I like that. You know what I mean? I like that. So we're rolling, baby. We're rolling. But like you guys said, too, this day, man, it's not Christmas Day, but damn. The NBA, them games, they suck, man.
I know. Crazy, man. I know. Like, it's funny because I was looking forward to it, and then when the Tunis came out and gave me the lineup, that stinks.
Yeah.
I know. All right, anyway. All right,
I'll be at the Lakers game Saturday, too.
Yeah,
baby.
I look forward to it. See you there, brother. That's going to be fun. You know what it is, too? Let's admit one thing, because it's regular season basketball, and it's, you know, the league, you know, you got certain matchups you like to watch, like you watch the Clippers, the Lakers, like the West, teams on the West are fun to watch, but ultimately, you miss football, right? Like, ultimately, here's the thing, we all watched yesterday those two games. The whole country watched. The only thing that we watch as a people is NFL. If we're going to be real about one thing, and that's all we do is talk about NBA, basketball, we love it. But it's all dwarfed by the NFL. Right or wrong?
Right. And we don't have Monday Night Football tonight.
So when you read out the NBA card, you go, oh, all right, big day of the NBA, you get games on TV. You go,
These teams.
Right.
Like, I literally
But we can watch bad football. We go, I don't know. Look at this.
Browns-Jets.
Right, I'm in.
I literally just said the words, I guess I'm in on Kings Heat.
Yeah.
That's one of the better matchups.
Yeah, that tells you something.
And they messed up going Mavericks-Clippers tomorrow. Now, then again, it's the only game, so it'll be highlighted.
It's a TNT game.
But, you know.
Yeah, you kind of wish there was a good. I didn't look at the college. He's playing college.
Your NHL card looks pretty good today, tomorrow.
So you got Flyers, Penguins.
Flyers, Penguins, Knights, Bruins, Golden Knights, Boston Bruins.
That's a great game.
That's a great game.
Yeah, Vegas is on the East Coast swing.
Jets at Carolina, the Hurricanes. Nice little game for you. Islanders, Rangers. Got the rivalry.
Right.
And then Panthers, Blackhawks.
That's
Chicago,
good.
Chicago's all right.
They're playing better now.
Yeah.
All right. 610-632-0975. Got some open lines. We're going to get back to the five and get you set for Sixers and Brooklyn today. Little matinee hoops on MLK Day. Midday show right here, 97.5 for them.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.